All right, we are back, and we're back. Yes, that's right, we are back. This is Dave the Clone, this is the Hollow Knight Network, and yes, you are not mishearing the internet. Don't adjust your antennas, which you younger listeners out there don't even know what I'm talking about, but what was it? The best laid plans of mice and men are often torn asunder. So yes, that one, that's the one that's more correct, that's life. As we know it. So without further ado, from me to you, welcome to 2020, and here we go, picking up right where we left off with the October 2019 New Jersey Horror Con. Just our way of saying welcome back to the fold, and by the way, the Hollow Knight Network can now proudly boast that we are a lifetime sponsor of this biannual event. That's right, every single New Jersey Horror Con from now until infinitum, we will be there with a table set up live, doing our thing, having a blast, and talking to awesome people like this. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And can't say that we didn't come by and say it was all right. I don't know what I'm doing. I knew it's good to say hi to everybody. Welcome back and Happy New Year. Enjoy. We are back. And here we are, day two of the New Jersey Horror Con October 2019 edition. The day is absolutely on fire with energy.
Oh, yeah.
It has exploded since last night.
Mm-hmm.
We were all, as you may have heard in our opening ramblings there, we were all prepped for the entrance of Mr. Charlie Sheen, since we happen to be right next to the entrance.
All morning, all prepped.
All morning, all prepped. Wild Thing is queued up and ready to go.
Yeah.
And as we start to sit down to do the interview, he's already walking by. We're like, what? What the hell? Well, at least we weren't alone to experience this. We've got Danny Lopez with
That's
us.
Right.
Danny Frank.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it. I'm getting all my Dannys confused because I got
That's
like
all right.
five
you
different
Danny
cards.
You know us Latinos
cards.
All look the same.
Oh, no.
I knew I was going to get called out on that, too. I knew I was going to get called out on that.
Yeah. He's from Jersey. You know, I'm from the South, so.
And I'm from the Bronx, so.
So we're all still friends. That's good.
So we're all good here.
And you guys are here. Well, why don't you introduce yourself since I butchered it and tell us a little bit about what you're doing here and what you got going on.
No problem. So my name's Daniel Frankenstein. Obviously, that's not my real name.
There
but
you go.
That's my stage name because, you know, we're all in Hollywood.
Hey,
here.
I'm Dave the Clone. You know what I mean? So, oh, we didn't even introduce our mystery female guest here. She has to pick a screen name.
Yeah, I don't have a screen name. Scary Carrie, I guess.
There you go.
At all the right. Horror Con today.
Hey, that's
works.
A good one. It's appropriate for the weekend.
There you are.
I'm representing psychothematicmedia.com. It's an independent media company. We specialize in no-budget independent media, whether it be filmmaking, video content, publishing, games, meme-making, graphic design. It doesn't matter. If it's independent media and if you could do it with little to no resources or budget, we're definitely going to show you how to do it.
Oh,
that's
I
awesome.
Love this. I absolutely love it. So you're a production company, but it also sounds like you kind of almost have like a school vibe going
almost,
on, too.
Yeah. Almost kind of like a resource
like a network.
Website.
Or
like
community.
Yeah. We usually call ourselves a creative collective.
Oh, I love it.
I like that too.
And because even though I started the company in 2016, and I'm kind of really the only official employee of the company.
Dude, you and I have very similar stories.
But I always have a lot of frequent collaborators who come on board for different projects, and they bring whatever experience or expertise in a particular media or forum that they do.
Right.
So, like, when I did the movie, right now we're here promoting Fauna, mm-hmm. hashtag Fauna movie, if you want to follow us on the internet.
And there's some wicked props on your table right now.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Amazing.
That monster costume that we made took a couple of months to make, and it was made less than $1,000.
Holy cow, wow. Really?
A couple of $100 with household items, things that you could find at a discount store, a grocery store, a hardware store, around the house. And they gave us a costume that, no lie, when the guy told me, he said, give me a couple of $100 and I'll make it look like $10,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's not lying.
Oh, nice. It's badass. And I saw your promo for your movie, and you're not messing around. It looks really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't want to give anything away, but it looks really good.
Yeah. Thank you. It was definitely an undertaking, a crazy undertaking. I They didn't have a lot of money to do it. Didn't have a lot of resources. I started off pre-production. From pre-production and development all the way until the first day of filming, I was a one-man production company.
Wow, dude.
I did the graphics. I started up a website. Uh-huh. I did the special effects. I did all the concept art, storyboards, the casting, the writing, the producing, the location scouting, the scheduling. I did it all.
When did you hit your wall? Because when somebody takes on that much, there has to be some point where you hit the wall and then something happens that tells you to keep going.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about when that might have happened for you.
Funny enough, it was like 2 weeks before we were about to start shooting principal photography. So we already had been a year in pre-production, a couple of months casting, and in the last month or so doing rehearsals with the cast. And our original lead, we had a different lead for the role, and when it came down to finalizing our contracts and the boring paperwork of it all, of the movies, we got into a little bit of like contract, you know,
disputes. Oh man, that's rough when that happens.
And then, but the thing is that she waited until literally the week we were supposed to start shooting, and I was obliged to her. I was like, cool, I made the changes that she wanted. We tried to meet up again during the week. I was like, cool, look, because, you know, I'm here to help you out. You're here to help me out.
Yeah.
If this is what you want, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
So I was like, now we just need to meet up to get it all signed and finalized. But then she was like ghosting me and taking now.
You think maybe she was scared? Was this her first acting gig?
It wasn't her first like acting gig in the terms of like she's done little projects here and there. Everybody and all the actors have done little projects here, little shorts, little promos. But nobody's ever done a feature film. So this was the first feature film for all the actors. But then last minute, she was like trying to like strong arm us, essentially.
I was going to say, this sounds like she was trying to, she timed this a little strategically.
Yeah, and it was like, look, you can't do this. We're like 3 days away from starting principal photography.
Right.
And it's like, what are you doing? So then I had to like put the call out last minute on Facebook.
Wow.
For like actors. I went to like every film group. I even put up a backstage page, and it was like now a last minute scramble 3 days before we were supposed to start shooting this movie to now replace the lead.
Holy cow.
And that was
a wall, all right.
That's definitely a wall. It was like, damn, it's been like a year and plus getting this ready. Here we are.
Oh man.
Everything's finally set in the role. We're about to start shooting Saturday, and now there's one person's about to kill it all.
Yeah. It's rough, man. I mean, it's now for people who are afraid to even get to that level, though, because there's that thought like, oh, this is going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, this is such a... And was this your first directorial on a feature?
A feature.
Okay.
So I made my directorial debut with Troma Entertainment. So
congratulations.
Yeah.
And I used to be a valued, I guess, employee of Troma. At one point, I was even Lloyd Kaufman's personal assistant.
Oh, wow, nice.
And so under his mentorship and tutelage, I got to write, produce, and direct a lot of promos and like DVD and Blu-ray material for Troma. And after doing that for a while, and like with my other past experience in the media, I was like, you know, I think I'm ready to kind of try this long form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I've done 5-minute shorts. I've done 10-minute shorts. I've done 3-minute commercials. Maybe I could take all of this experience, all of this knowledge, and like extend a little more and make an 80-minute feature.
Nice, yeah.
And it was a daunting task, but we did it. We did it, and we started last year in June, and we finished in October. 4 months of grueling torture.
Yeah.
Only shooting on the weekends because we all independent world.
Yep.
None of us are independently wealthy.
Right.
None of us could do this Monday through Friday.
Right.
So
right.
Monday through Friday, we're doing our regular jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Then Saturday and Sunday, we're sacrificing our weekends and our summer to shoot this movie.
Yeah.
It's a passion project.
It was a passion project for everybody involved.
Yeah.
You know, I've wrote many things, many features that I wanted to make into movies. They never got done. And I was like, you know what? I guess I got to throw on the producer hat and do it myself.
Yep.
So now what made you realize that like once you took that step, what happened that made you realize, okay, we're on the right path now? Because, you know, it's there's something that gets you over the hurdle initially, and then there's something once you're past the hurdle that lets you know, all right, we are sailing smooth and even in the rough patches, but I know I'm in the place I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
I think that moment was when we got the costume designers and he started showing us the progress of
So he
the
took
costume.
Your vision and he made it real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So originally I was making the costume myself. Again, I was doing everything on my own. And then I'm through another filmmaker friend of mine that I know, he did a zombie short. I love the special effects. I was like, man, who did your special effects? Oh, it was this guy. I'll hook you up. I started talking to him. I showed them my concepts and the progress that I was making on the costume. And he was like, hey, we could make your mask for you. It'd be great. We'll make your mask. It'd be great. And I was like, cool. So he made the mask. And then as he was making the mask, him and his wife got really more enthusiastic. And they started like, hey, you know, if you need any more stuff made, we could do that for you. And next thing I know, he was like, hey, can we do the whole costume? And I was like, sure, bro. Yeah. If you want to do that, fine. That's one less thing I got to do.
Right.
Because I'm still over here location scouting and casting and rehearsing. And so once he did that and he started showing me the progress of how good the costume looked, that's when I was like, you know what, we're on the right track.
That's awesome.
This movie was gonna live and die on that monster. And he's given us some real quality work. So we on the right track, and it kind of galvanized me, motivated me. So like, you know what, I gotta do this. I can't, because you want to give up a lot of times when you're doing this independently. And you're, things are going wrong, obstacles are coming inside your way, shit is falling apart, and you're like, damn, you know, I gotta quit. Fuck this. I don't want to do this anymore. It's too much. And but that costume motivated me. And then once we got the actors involved, and then that first weekend of shooting, everybody showed up, everybody was happy. I got to see the enthusiasm in their faces, all the actors and the crew members. They were all like, you know, seeing the guy, the guy who lit our first day, who just did lighting, he came all the way from upstate New York.
Oh, wow.
Paid only $20. I paid his gas, his tolls, and gave him $20 to come all the way from upstate just so he could light.
Yeah, but that
light
makes,
and hold the mic
though. Makes a huge difference, though.
It does.
You know,
yeah.
You can tell when something's not lit right. Yeah. You know, like not maybe the average Joe moviegoer won't be able to say, oh, it's the lighting that's off in that. But they'll look at something and go, something doesn't look quite right with this.
That's
and because of that, now I don't look at the rest of the movie the same.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
lighting
all of these things are like really
they
big to push for. What's the response been like here at the HorrorCon since you've been showing your trailer and having people? You've had a lot of activity at your booth today.
And he's got some hot girls over there that are also showing off his movie. So
there
never hurts.
See, this is
partners.
Like Hollow Nine. We took over our hallway. And so we're introducing our neighbors. So this is the second neighbor we've gotten interviewed this weekend. So,
the response has been really good.
Yeah.
We've been meeting a lot of people such as yourself, and been very warm and responsive to us, and like open with information and sharing their experiences, and you know, networking and sharing their contacts. So it's been really fun. I've never done this before. Despite all the media stuff I've done, I've usually been like how you. I've interviewed people at conventions, and I've worked with other media outlets, and I've been their correspondent and stuff like that. But to be now my own vendor with my own table, showing my own work or art, it's a little weird at first, but it's cool.
You guys are doing a great job, and you are getting so much traffic over there.
Yeah. I come from a sales background also.
Okay, that helps.
So I know that presentation's everything.
Okay.
Presentation's everything. So I knew, I was like, you know what? To stand out, we need to do a little bit more. You know, that's how we got the jungle tablecloth and the fake plants around the TV. It was like, you know, we gotta draw attention, man.
And you got one of your booth people in costumes.
I love
it.
Like, and you got the prop. I mean, you got the monster prop,
the
right
actual
there on
head.
The screen.
Yeah, it's a talking
amazing.
Point. It's a great
it
talking point
is.
Right there.
And like for us, you know, when we show up, we never know who we're gonna be near. And so I usually have to walk around while we're setting them, go, so listen, we're those guys who are gonna be throwing a party tonight, and we would just say, if it's too loud, come and tell us first before you call the cops, okay? Let's try to keep this all on the same side.
We'll work with you.
But like, you know, we tend to like try to make it a lot of fun, and we love it when we see everybody kind of bopping their heads to the music. And then we get to meet you guys and say, hey, what do you got going on over here? Why don't you come and sit down and hang out with us for a few minutes? We'll come over and watch your trailer. And that's like the atmosphere at this show is always so much friendly and collaborative.
I love the stories, Dave. I mean, I think that's it for me, Danny. It's like, was there a little boy in there somewhere that went saw a movie and went, I want to do that. I want to make a movie, you know? And like, what even brings you to this? And people just think, oh, yeah, that dude made a movie. It's like, no, that little boy made a movie. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or that
exactly
guy that was
it
grinding
is.
It out in a terrible job and having visions
Wild
of this
thing.
Made a movie.
Yeah, Sheen. Man. He's winning.
Yeah, dude. Yep. He's winning. So wait, he
Charlie
walked by
Sheen
before,
by.
Snuck out again, and yeah. I should have hit the music now.
Again.
Damn it. We got to do that. Now that he saw us, and then we clapped. And you, audience, I'm not cutting this out. You get to hear what it's like to be on the floor at New Jersey Horror Con. You'll be talking to a filmmaker. You'll be listening to some music, and then Charlie Sheen walks by.
Gives you a nod
and
a wave.
And as long as we clap and aim our smiles in his direction, he goes, hey, how's it going, guys? And we're like, I think we kind of caught that in the background on the recording.
One of my friends, I was telling him on the weekend, he's working for the Netflix film that's shooting
downstairs. Yeah. Army of the Dead, by the way, folks.
Army, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah. And they have so many fake names all over. Like, they're all wearing those sweatshirts that say Lost Vengeance.
We're not part of the production. We didn't sign no NDAs.
So we could say what we want.
So we could mention there's a zombie Netflix movie here.
This
my
is where you get the inside dirt. You get the inside dirt on Hollow 9 at the New Jersey Horror Con. Right.
So I was telling him, I'm
going
to be here this weekend. He was like, great, yo, you know Charlie Sheen's going to be here. We should try to get him to party with us.
And I think he knows how to party.
I think he does. I told my friend, I said, cool, maybe we could get him to pay for all the drinks.
Yeah, there you go.
So
that's
now
exactly
what we have to do is we have to sit and watch for when he comes out.
Yeah.
And just have Wild Thing ready to go at
there
all
go.
Times there.
Yeah. So what are the next steps for you guys?
So right now we're
And then we're
going
to want to know where people can hear about your movie and how they can get to see it.
Aside from Hollow Nine.
Where they can hear about it on
Hollow
Nine. That's right.
So right now we're in post finishing the movie because it is, again, going back a no-budget feature.
Right.
All our budget went into making the movie. So now we're in the process of trying to generate some funds to now finish and complete the post of the movie. After that, we're going to have several theater screenings, and we're hoping that we could come back to the New Jersey Horror Con next year and actually have the film screening during the film festival section of this movie, of this film festival. Actually.
Well, let's say the folks out there listening to this now, or even us ourselves, wanted to keep tabs on where those screenings are going to be.
Where's Fauna?
We would love to come check it out and be there for the premiere and maybe talk to you over there too, you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And so you could visit us at psychothematicmedia.com or follow us on Instagram at Psychothematic Media. You could also follow my personal Instagram at Daniel Frankenstein.
Nice.
But if you just go to psychothematicmedia.com, there's links and something to connect you to everything. All our social medias, our Vimeo.
Mm-hmm.
Not Venmo, that's money.
If you want to Venmo some money,
you know, we got to pay for visual effects for
there
this thing.
Go,
our Vimeo is there, our YouTube is there, Twitter, Instagram. I guess that's how the world works nowadays.
Yeah, man.
You know,
Such a weird place.
To psychothematicmedia.com, find out there. You can sign up for our newsletter. We're going to have a newsletter. It's going to always have all the updates for that we're doing with everything Psychothematic Media, everything Fauna. We're going to highlight independent media people. So something like Hollow Nine would be something that will be highlighted on one of our monthly or bi-monthly newsletters as we're putting it together
Hashtag
now.
Hashtag shout out.
There you go. And we're also going to include into the newsletter independent like media resources. So the same way how I was able
to
find my way like through YouTube and links and Reddit and all these places that, you know, sometimes that's the hardest part is the legwork.
I love that.
You know, a lot of people want to do media, but they don't know where to start, how to start, who to help them.
Yeah.
And the legwork, sometimes they don't even know where to begin to search.
Yeah, man.
I love this part that you're giving back.
So
you know, you went through this, you had the struggle, and now you're saying, look, if you're out there, man, and you're where I was years ago, let me save you a little time, brother.
Exactly.
I love
Let me save you some of the legwork and you know, just give us a shout out, throw us a hashtag, give us a tag. But more importantly, make your own art.
Yeah.
Go out there and do what you gotta do. Whether it be a podcast, a movie, a commercial, clothing, if you want to make costumes and cosplay.
Yeah.
You know, we made a costume out of like paper mache and stuff essentially. So we could show you how to do whatever you want to do with the little resources, the little budget you got. You don't have to have a college education or have a diploma in art literacy or any of that stuff.
Right.
You know, you could just do it. Just find it and do it. And we're there, hopefully, be the ones to guide you and help you on your journey.
You need that spark. You need that spark inside that then someone comes and throws the kerosene
on. Once you see it laid out on a table how it could be done, it becomes a little more easier, less pressure, less intimidating.
Because
you're like, oh, well, I saw this video that showed me how to do this.
Right.
I read this article that showed me how to do this. I know this guy. He told me if you do this, you could do X, Y, Z.
Right.
And then it becomes a little bit, you know, more easier. You feel more less pressure to do it.
You also build confidence from success, but the biggest thing is having that, what it takes to take that first step. And it's the fear of being alone, I think, and not knowing that there's people like you and me and us out there who are going to be there. And even just look at what happens when you start doing it. We run into you with this thing, you run into us, all of a sudden we're sitting here doing a podcast, we're going to come to your movie premiere, and the next thing you know, it's all the other people who are trying to do the same thing. It's almost like gravity, like it pulls us all together.
That's right.
And there's a lot of, like, people like to make light of comments like a rising tide raises all ships, but for the independent world, that is like nothing could be truer. It's when we all find each other and the energies combine and we start pushing each other on our own channels and everybody grows together.
That's
and
so
then
true.
This is where we develop those like the Spielberg Lucas friendships and stuff, you know what I mean? So like 10 years from now when we're making our third feature film in Italy about like, you know, the second generation of Assassin's Creed or something.
Yeah, exactly.
We go, dude, remember that October in Atlantic City Shobo?
Vaughn got off the island.
Couldn't find anything to eat that night. The restaurants were all closed, but we did that interview and that was it, man. History got made.
Exactly, man. Exactly. That is so true. That's how it is this industry works, man.
Yeah.
It's very much the industry of relationships and networking.
That's right.
And just building bonds and collaborating, and that's what it is all about here.
Yeah. And everybody brings their toolbox and brings out the tools they have,
that's
and together
right.
we build something, and then other people get to come and see the thing that we built, and it's just all cool, man.
Yeah. And like how you said, you build confidence from your success.
That's right.
And you're like, it makes you feel good. And it's like, man, I want to do this now.
Right,
When's the next project starting?
Exactly. It's like, you know what? I met this guy. I'm going to write the music for the next one. You know what I mean? Like you start stretching your creative muscles a little bit and kind of going beyond your comfort zone. And the next thing you know, you don't have a comfort zone. You just do whatever you want and you take it as it comes and you just kick its ass all the time.
100%, man. You are right. You're preaching to the truth right now, to the choir, right?
That's right.
The best place to do it, man. We're all here on the same side doing the same stuff, man.
Well,
is there anything that you've seen at HorrorCon that's standing out to you as far as the experience goes? Anything you're looking forward to seeing?
I'm looking forward to seeing VelociPastor.
Yeah! I saw the poster in Clownado.
I've been seeing that poster for months now.
Yeah,
and I've been like, you know, the executive producer to my movie too, who helped out in the late stages of the film, came in during production and stood to the rest of it. We've both been like, damn, yo, we gotta see this VelociPastor. This thing looks fun. It just looks fun.
Yeah.
And then we see the people yesterday who are like, oh my God, VelociPastor is here.
And they're
actually gonna be screening the movie tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, that's crazy.
From the makers, you can curse, dude, it's all good. Yeah, from the makers of Clownado.
Yeah. I wanted to see Clownado yesterday too, but we were stuck here.
Yeah. That's the hard part about vending at these.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially too when we interview filmmakers and they're like, oh yeah, our film's showing tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I'm like, that's exactly when I gotta open this table up, my friend.
exactly.
But so we'll just keep expanding our teams so that we can all roam when we need to, you know, take turns roaming around.
The only other thing besides the VelociPastor that I've seen that I was like, oh, I'm excited for that is all the cool t-shirts that all the people have out here. You know, besides the costumes, you know, cosplay is cool and all, but really for me it's like the cool swag. Everybody got cool hats and cool sweaters and cool shirts.
You know you got one of these Hollow Nine hats coming to you.
Thank you.
Interview, man.
No problem.
We want everybody to be able to say I went and hung out at that table. And
we'll give you some fauna swag to hang in the office.
Exactly.
As a conversation piece.
Awesome.
Like, hey, what's that poster? Oh yeah, that's a cool movie.
Oh, you haven't seen fauna?
Yeah.
And let's go. They're premiering in Brooklyn tomorrow. Let's go.
So thank you. So I definitely appreciate this. Thank you for inviting me, having me onto your podcast.
Yeah.
We're definitely gonna put it out there, promote it, just like you're putting us out there too, man.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot, man.
It's
a lot of fun.
So check us out, psychothematicmedia.com. Daniel Frankenstein, hashtag Fauna Movie.
And we'll be linking everything in the show notes. So even if you weren't paying attention the whole time and you just put the bong down and realized, I need to find that stuff, there's links right there for you. And thank you guys. We're going to be here for the rest of the weekend rocking and rolling at New Jersey HorrorCon. We're going to go check out the trailer for Fauna now. And then we're going to watch for the next time Charlie Sheen walks by. And see who else we get to stop by and hang out with the Hollow Nine.
Thank you, Daniel. Awesome. Can't wait to see Fauna.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web,
HollowKnight.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Knight Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Knight.
And we're going to start rolling. Oh, dude, he just walked by.
Oh, shit.
You got to be kidding me.
All right, well, I guess.
Throw the music on right now, either way. For independent media, it's Murphy's Law, man.
Yeah, dude, that's
what
some
could go
shit.
Wrong, will go wrong.
That is some shit. Even the security guy, who it was like his dream to work at this entrance, he told me that at first this morning he was down taking tickets and he got himself boosted up. You need volume? Are you good?
I think I have it.
Check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. You got it?
Yep.
All right, cool. Yeah, like he said this morning, he was taking tickets and he got himself bumped up to working security over here just to be here when what just happened.
And he wasn't even here.
And he was the one who's like, dude, you should have Wild Thing ready for when he walks by. And I'm like, word. And then it's like, as I looked up, he was here. And I'm like, God! That sucks.
It's pretty damn funny. And you've been sitting here like waiting for him the whole morning.
Whole day. Yeah, with this one, I think we just got to make sure you talk into it.
Okay, so, there we go. Yeah, you got it.
All right.
I'm usually such a loudmouth that, I don't have to get right up to the mic.
It's not easy butchering people. It's hard work. You know, there's a lot more like me.
We're talking to serial killers.
Serial killers!
New terminology.
Are criminals born, or are they formed?
How do we get ahead of crazy if we don't know how crazy thinks?
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
Welcome to the Hollow Nine Mindhunter Podcast.
Hey, this is David Clone from the Hollow Nine Network, just checking in saying, hey, what's up to all our Radio Haver fans listening to us from all around the globe. We want to thank you for all of the live streams during our programming, and a big thanks to Drew Carson for giving us the slot. We've got some renovations going on at the home base at hollow9.com. Pretty soon, it's going to have a whole new look and feel, so just get ready. Until then, keep rocking over at Radio Haver.